Day 8. Deuteronomy 8:1-20. Every commandment which I command you today you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble you and test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna which you did not know nor did your fathers know. That he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Your garments did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. You should know in your heart that as a man chastens his son, so the Lord your God chastens you. Herefore you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs that flow out of valleys and hills. A land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you can dig copper. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments and his statutes which I command you today lest, when you have eaten and are full, and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, when your heart is lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who led you through that great and terrible wilderness, in which were fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty land where there was no water, who brought water for you out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might test you, to do you good in the end, then you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore to your fathers as it is this day. Then it shall be, if you by any means forget the Lord your God, and follow other gods, and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroys before you, so you shall perish, because you would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God. UCG Bible Commentary, Deuteronomy 8, be careful to not forget God. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God. Moses reminds Israel of God's mighty power with which he kept them alive in the wilderness for 40 years, and he warns them not to forget God when they enter the promised land and become prosperous, seeming to have everything they need. It is easier to remember God when we see we are in desperate need for his help than when we think we can make it on our own, in a materialistic society, when many have money in the bank and food in their refrigerators and cupboards they can easily neglect to sincerely pray, give us this day our daily bread, Matthew 6:11. God allowed Israel to hunger in the wilderness to test them and to find out what was in their heart, Deuteronomy 8:2-3, 16. He gave them manna to teach them that man does not live by bread alone, rather man lives by carefully observing God's word, verse 3. As long as we seek first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, all our physical needs will be provided for, Matthew 6:33. When tempted by the devil, who told him to make bread out of stone to satisfy his hunger, Jesus Christ quoted this very passage of Deuteronomy 8:3, showing that he understood the importance of truly living by God's word at all times, Matthew 4:2-4. After the devil ceased from tempting him until another opportune time, see Luke 4:13, God's angels ministered to the hungry Jesus by bringing him the physical things he had need of, Matthew 4:11. Continuing on, Moses impresses on the new generation of Israelites how vital it is that they remember their total dependence on God. Moses knows human nature. When people are full with blessings and no longer conscious of need, they are susceptible to concluding not only that they can get along without a provider, but that they themselves had somehow gained their abundance through their own power and strength, Deuteronomy 8:11-17. So Moses admonishes the people, you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, verse 18. Tragically, the ancient Israelites would forget God, and so will their descendants, the nations of the modern-day Israelites. In the midst of the American Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln issued a proclamation remarking that this very thing had happened among the American people. He eloquently stated, "We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown, but we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace, and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined, in the deceitfulness of our hearts, that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of God's redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. It behooves us then to humble ourselves before the offended power, to confess our national sins, and to pray for clemency and forgiveness." April 30, 1863, Proclamation for a National Day of Fasting, Humiliation and Prayer. If only today's national leaders would see it the same way.